Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2011 Do It With Drupal Conference. This year's event takes place October 12th, 13th, and 14th in Brooklyn, New York. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers and hear from experts in emerging technologies such as IPTV and mobile app development. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Tom Geller. I'm a writer by profession, more or less. I did a few other things before that, but I wrote a book called Save My Home, 10 Steps to Avoiding Foreclosure, which was a real estate book, and decided to build a promotional site in Drupal. And before that, I had done some HTML sites, but that was my first exposure to Drupal. It was Drupal 5 in 2008, and I loved it. You know, it was really great. And I should mention, this was after trying Joomla and doing a little bit with WordPress. I used it more and more. I found that there were a lot of opportunities for writing in the Drupal community. So that's where I am now.
And so talk a bit about, you know, some of your first projects that you did and your first training materials that you're writing or making videos about.
I think my first client in the community was Top Notch Themes. I did a couple of papers for them. Then I did some for Media Current and one for Acquia, and Media Current did one together with Phase 2 Technology. But the really big thing was hooking up with Lynda.com, which is a video training company. And the first thing I did for them was just called Drupal Essential Training. Now it's Drupal 6 Essential Training. And that sold well, and it went on to something called Drupal 6 Online Presentation of Data, which is mostly about CCK and views, Drupal 7 Essential Training, Drupal Gardens Essential Training, and Drupal 7 new features. So I have 5 series from them now. And I just came out with a book from Peach Pit Press, Drupal 7 Visual Quick Start Guide.
And so talk about the process of doing a Drupal 7 video before Drupal 7 was even out.
Well, the harder thing was doing the book because it had a much bigger lead time. And the original contract for the book was for Drupal 6.14. So we talked about that for a while and said, well, when do you think Drupal 7 is going to come out? And originally we said, well, you should be able to release the book in April of 2010. And of course, that didn't happen. I wrote it sort of for that time period and then had to put it away. And then when I came back to it again about a year later, the whole interface changed, as you know. So that was hard. The Lynda.com stuff I was able to put off until much later in the process, so it wasn't that hard. And the important thing was that I wrote it and then didn't record it for another couple months. So by the time I recorded it, it was already late November 2010, and it was pretty well settled.
I see. And so in the process of doing that, what were some of the biggest insights that you had in terms of figuring things out, and what did you feel like that people really needed to hear explained in order to understand all the new changes in Drupal 7?
Well, one of the hard things for me was to separate out what was new in Drupal 7 and what people learning Drupal will have to learn in general. Fortunately, I had 2 courses to do it in. One of them was Drupal 7 new features, again, just the new features, and the other was Drupal 7 essential training. The biggest thing for my audience, which is mostly beginners, is the interface. People who had used Drupal 6 really needed to understand the overlay and the toolbar and basically how all the commands had moved around. You know, nothing was where you expected it. But for beginners, it was just easier overall, I think.
And what type of feedback have you gotten on the series? You've obviously continued to do more, so they've been doing presumably well, but what type of either feedback from Lynda.com or other people have you heard?
I get feedback in 2 ways. One of them is monthly statements from Lynda.com, which tells me how many people are watching them. The way Lynda.com works, I should mention, is a monthly subscription, which gives people access to the whole library. And historically, it's been graphics programs, Photoshop, Illustrator, and so forth. And over the last few years, they've really expanded a lot. So anyway, people pay their monthly fees, starting at $25 a month. And then at the end of the month, Lynda figures out which videos people had been watching, and they divvy out royalties that way. I only got 1 or 2 royalty statements for the new ones, Drupal Gardens Essential Training, Drupal 7 Essential Training, and Drupal 7 New Features. And they've been good. They really have been good returns. I definitely see a growth from the first series. Now, how much of that is because of Drupal's growth, and how much of that is because people now know to go to Lynda.com for Drupal training, I don't know.
And what's sort of on the horizon for you, being sort of a technical training? I mean, it's interesting, we're probably one of two people that do video training in the Drupal community, you know, with Drupalize Me and the Lullabot Learning Series, but you also do writing, and I'm just curious, like, what other new projects you have sort of on the horizon in terms of things that you see that need to be covered in a longer form series?
That's a very good question, and this conference is unusual for me because I'm trying to figure out where the Drupal community is going. When I opened up my bag, I didn't recognize a lot of the names, and many of them were addressing enterprise issues. There seems to be a much bigger emphasis on enterprise issues and security and things like that, which are not things that I'm qualified to teach. And it may be that Drupal is moving away from my core abilities. And I have to figure that out during this time. I'm sorry I can't say, oh, well, of course I'll be doing lots more. I know I will be doing more courses for lynda.com, and I'm very excited about doing distribution training. I think I can say we're looking at doing Drupal Commons training, Open Atrium, Open Publish, all of that stuff. The problem with the distributions is that, except for Drupal Commons, which is pretty tightly controlled by Acquia, they have to wait until all of the modules, all the contributed modules are ready. And I believe it was Eric, the head of DevSeed, said that he didn't expect Open Atrium to come out this year, a Drupal 7 version. So I have to wait. But I'm excited to do all of those distributions.
Well, yeah, and also, you know, Development Seed has sold those distributions to Phase 2, so now they're kind of in control of them, and I think they have their own sort of timeline, but they're also just kind of waiting. But yeah, is there any other sort of thoughts you have in terms of, like, things here at DrupalCon that you're looking forward to, or other things that you look forward to talking to, or big questions that you have?
A lot of it is just about meeting the people. You know, at any conference, a lot of the activity happens out in the halls. And that's why I'm here on Monday. I didn't sign up for any of the Monday activities, except for the evening parties of various kinds. But just to run into people like you in the hallway means a lot. And I want to mention, by the way, about Drupalize.me. I think that's really exciting, and I think it's great that you folks are doing it. It's interesting to compare our two video series, because a lot of times, well, sometimes we're covering similar material, but for a very different audience. And the example that I'm giving in my talk on Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever I'm giving that talk, is your CCK and Views course is similar to my online presentation of data course, but for very different audiences, you know, and I think it's great that you're doing so well with it.
Yeah, it seems that our audience seems to be, our most popular videos are the module development ones, and so we tend to have a lot of people that are, you know, have their hands deep into the code, and they're actually have a lot of experience of developing these modules, written a lot of modules, and so a lot of what we end up doing is sort of creating sample modules and then things that we can actually step through and teach, and it helps at Lullabot just because we have a lot of training that we do with people, so it's sort of like this synergy that happens from the trainings that we do on-site. All of those training materials are generated, and then I come in and help translate those into video form, and then they sort of, sometimes they feed back the other way, where stuff we've done on a video is fed into training, so... Yeah, I mean, I think training in Drupal is something that is like one of the biggest needs, it seems, in order to keep growing the community. And there's many different options. There's books. And, you know, what do you usually tell people in terms of, like, you know, because there's books, you can learn from books or you can learn from videos. So how do you kind of pitch, you know, one or the other, because you have the visual quick start guide or you have the lynda.com videos. So I guess, you know, what are the things, how do you sort of sell the differences between those two to people that could be potential customers?
Well, people learn in different ways, and the function of a video is very different from the function of a book. A book you can grab off the shelf and look up something very quickly. And a video, even though it's, you know, it's all there, you have to find the video, you have to load it up, you have to sit through it. But on the other hand, it gives you the information sort of in two different ways at the same moment. You see it and you hear it. They say that, oh God, I'm going to get this wrong, so I probably shouldn't say it. But they say that there's three essential ways that people learn. There's visual, audio, and I think kinesthetic. Thank you. Thank you. He just whispered that to me. I have to give credit where it's due. You know, and books and video and audio and live training, they all address those three different ways in different ways.
Yeah, I think the live trainings in particular are good for people who have specific questions, or they're able to have a lot more interactivity from either the books or the videos. So... And it's also the difference that happens in the live training is a group learning as well. Having a classroom of people, and the questions from other people a lot of times are more informative than any sort of preset, you know, agenda that has come out. So I know.
Now, if you don't mind me running away with this a little bit, I want to ask you a question, because I just started this conversation the other day when I got here and I opened my bag and all this stuff fell out. It seems like we've got the beginner's stuff. You know, there's my stuff, which is definitely for beginners, and some other things that have come out. Then we've got the module developer, heavy-duty stuff. And I'm trying to figure out sort of what's in the middle. I think we might have kind of a gap in the middle.
Well, we do have actually different. We do have some administrating Drupal. We do have some beginner stuff. We have some highly advanced stuff. The jQuery and JavaScript for Drupal is actually our most advanced course because it involves everything. It's almost like the culmination of module development, theming, and JavaScript and jQuery, and it's all into one video. And so that's sort of like the highest. And but there's also a lot of site building. And we do a conference of site building, or Drupal, which has a lot of site building specific courses. And so, you know, we have a whole tracks of fantasy sites and just people who are not specific coders, but also are site builders and building sites and just sort of like recipes and modules. And so I think the middle ground is really the people who are the administrators, and that's sort of the lowest level. There's the site builders, the people who don't know the code. There's people who can code a little bit. Then there's like the really hardcore coders. There's people who need to change their theme in order to know like what they need to change for the either the CSS or the jQuery and the JavaScript. And then there's, you know, the sort of advanced module development. So I think for Drupalize Me, we kind of have the whole range. And it sounds like there's other people on lynda.com that also have the theming and other sort of specialties. So
well, there's and let me make sure I got this right. I think there are 6 Drupal courses on lynda.com right now, and I did 5 of them. The other one is Chris Charlton's theming course, but it's just the one. And I know they would like to do some more advanced stuff, maybe module development, but I can't do it. I'm not competent to do it. So who knows? You know, hopefully they'll find someone, or someone listening to this will want to do it. You know, but going back, you know who I think hits the middle ground really well? This is not in video, but the Using Drupal book. The site recipes in that, I think, are really good. Now, that came out, what, 2 years ago? So,
yeah, it's potentially being updated, I've heard, but for Drupal 7, Addy Berry and Angela Byron, I think, are looking at the potential upgrade of that book. But, yeah, that's been a really good introductory book for people to kind of see a range of different site archetypes to build with different feature sets and kind of a recipe and how-tos. But there's also a whole range of new books that are coming out in Drupal 7. But I think Using Drupal is one that we've done that a lot of people have really resonated with, and being able to get a lot of help, especially because it explains the views in CCK and then just sort of walks through nice recipes for how to use different modules throughout the book. So,
yeah, yeah. And different modules always starts with views, it seems. Does anybody build a site without views anymore?
No, I mean, it's the biggest, it's used on most websites, but, you know, I'm sure there are some sites that don't quite need it as pure brochure wire sites. So, yeah. So yeah, the Drupal training space is definitely one to look out for. And, I guess, you know, thanks for all that you do. And if you have any other closing thoughts, just let me know.
No, I'm really looking forward to DrupalCon, and thanks for stopping me in the hall.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.